It is now time for our community connection. I've got Sue Dieter in. She's in charge of the communications and marketing for the University of Minnesota in Morris. And a special guest in here today, we've got Elise Grabowska, who is the U of M Morris Coordinator of Student Engagement and Events. And we're going to be talking about the Performing Arts Series for this upcoming year. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Elise, what can you tell me about the Performing Arts Series? I'm glad you gave me a little bit of homework to do here, and I'm seeing we have a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Yes. So many might have already received their brochure in the mail this weekend, and the ticket sales actually go live tomorrow. While the site is up now, the tickets will be available for purchase starting tomorrow. And this is our second year of putting in some campus events into the Performing Arts Series ticket. So there are the four main shows that are hosted by the Campus Activities Council. We have Tangorium, which is Bridge and Wallach with the Water Street Dance Company in Milwaukee. And this is actually going to be a free show that is sponsored by an anonymous donor, and Chancellor Erickson will host a reception prior to the performance as well, just to have some community engagement before the show. So we're really excited about that one. That one is Friday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. I actually got to see a showcase of this show, and it was really exciting. Lots of live music and some performance throughout the show. Aside from the dancing, there's some comedy aspects as well. So really great for the whole family to come and see. And on Saturday, October 25th at 7:30, we have Forgotonia, which is Chris Valio, who is an award-winning singer, songwriter, and folklorist, is going to talk about the folklore of Forgotonia, which comes out of West Central Illinois. Following that, we have Frederick Douglass and the Shadow of Slavery by Mel Johnson Jr., which will be an exciting one-man act performance. That will be on a Thursday night, though, so a little different than the rest of our season. And then we have And Now I See, presented by Ball in the House. They're an a cappella group, and they've actually had appearances on America's Got Talent, The Today Show, and they've done jingles for Cool Whip and Amazon Prime. So wow. We're really excited to have these four main shows in addition to some campus events with the theater discipline, the music discipline, and our dance ensemble student group.
All right. Yeah, that is very neat. So, yeah, the first one is Tangorium, as you mentioned, which is free, and that's going to be September 19th, 7:30. And, how can people find out more information about this? I know I'm sure it's on your website and such, but how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they are welcome to search Performing Arts Series on our website. If you want a more direct link to the ticketing site, it's z.umn.edu/performing-arts-series. So I hope people will log on to the website, read more about the shows, and you can purchase your season ticket as well starting tomorrow. The season tickets include not just the four shows I mentioned, but also the campus events as well. So you can, for adults 18 plus, you can get a season ticket for $92. And for our UMM students, youth under the age of 18, and seniors 65 and over, can get a special rate for just $52 for the whole season. And either of these purchases would get your name on the back of our program for each show to just show your support for supporting the Performing Arts Series and our campus events.